Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Via Calori Stafford is coming back end of the month, and that is what we're going to talk about this morning. And we have a full house to talk about Via Calori, a great event. This year, some of the proceeds going to Stafford Schools, and so that's going to be a big emphasis. We'll talk about Stafford Schools this morning. Sue Henderson is here, Sherry Maya is here, Nikki Jackson is here, and Chris Fulmer is here this morning. And we're going to talk about Via Calori in just a second, but Chris, to have the school superintendent, the acting superintendent, in-house is a great privilege. And before we talk about Via Calori, how has acting superintendent, especially the start of school, been for you?
So first, thanks for having us all here and recognizing the Via Calori event. As far as the superintendency go, you know, I'm really just trying to maintain the positive momentum that Stafford Schools has. Looking forward to, you know, transitioning and helping the school board find that next permanent superintendent.
Yeah, so I'm sure. I mean, you've been around, and you're a familiar face in Stafford, and I've heard so many good things about you and how everyone's excited. It's got to be a challenge going through the summer and then the start of school, especially.
Yeah, so there's always a tough transition at the beginning of the year, but it's really exciting to have all the kids back and all the students and teachers back and welcome them back. And you mentioned I am a Stafford kind of born and raised. I'm a Stafford native, had my entire K-12 education with Stafford County Public Schools, and really proud of that. And so I can speak positively about my experience with Stafford Schools, and I want all students to have that same positive experience.
This is an exciting time for Stafford with some schools being constructed and a lot. When you talk about positive momentum, there has been with Stafford Schools.
Yeah, so really excited with where our school board is heading and the support from the Board of Supervisors on our kind of our big major capital construction projects. And we've got three buildings that are going to be under construction this school year, two new elementary schools and a high school that will all open in August of 2026. And at the same time, we're in the design process of Drew Middle School replacement.
When you think about it, you say 2026, that will be here just like the fact that we're already back in school. The summer went by, the year has gone by.
Yes, time flies, and it definitely comes quickly. And as we start to see the groundbreaking, we have a groundbreaking ceremony for the elementary schools later this month and next month for both of them. High school is well under construction already, so before you know it, those schools will be completely erected, and we'll have another 4,000 students in them.
Well, it's good to have you here, Chris, in here. Sue Henderson, you and I have talked about Via Calori for many years,
yeah.
And it's back. This is it's exciting, and we got kind of a taste last year because rain washed out the Saturday part of Via Calori, but we got a taste of what it's like at the airport, and I liked it.
I like it a lot at the airport location. I think it's a wonderful permanent home. We hope permanent, but there's no reason to suspect it wouldn't be. It's just really an amazing location because there's parking, but also because everybody can get there. I will say last year, all those storms were quite impactful, but you can't. That's the one thing about Via Calori, right? Mm-hmm. It's going to be what it is based on the weather and the number of people that can draw and you know, sign up the artists. So, yeah, it's always about watching creativity happen. The thing that I was most impressed with last year, even in that very short time, artists completely changed their normal operation, their normal approach. Normally, this is a very dry medium on purpose, right? It's chalk. And that, of course, was a wet surface, mm-hmm. with pretty much wet chalk for the most part for many people. They were putting tents up. They were holding giant umbrellas. Their husbands were out there holding big tarps over their heads. But they were learning to use the chalk more like watercolor. And the actual artwork that was creative was absolutely astounding because they had never had to deal with those kinds of conditions, or many of them had not. So the few that were experienced did what we had always asked them to do, guide some of the less experienced people and give them tips and hints, and it was really brilliant.
It was amazing, and I got there kind of middle of the afternoon on Sunday, and just the few hours that they had been able to work, what they were able to create was pretty impressive.
Yeah, Well, it's two things, right? Usually we ask them to pace themselves over 2 days and not push it too fast and slow it down so that people can literally watch the creation happen. That's what it's about. It's not about the finished piece. And yeah, all of a sudden they all went, oh, we better push that into, you know, 4 hours instead of 16. And what can I do now? Maybe I take out some detail. Most of it became much more impressionistic, not so much time for all those little teeny details. A lot of it became very soft around the edges because of the wetness of it. It was really stunning to see the difference in them.
It was.
And their resilience. I can't even say enough about everybody in the Rotary, everybody that was out there working, the stuff that we put up with that kind of torrential rain pour on Saturday and early Sunday was amazing.
Sherry, this is kind of your thing this year, aren't you? You're kind of the person in charge.
It is, and it has been an amazing year. I think that I'm standing on the shoulders of giants who have done this successfully for 3 years in a row. And what I'm really excited about this year is our partnership with Stafford Schools. It's a very direct partnership with a very direct beneficiary. And I think it's helping to engage the community a little bit more. And I'm excited about where it's going to go because I think that this is a continuing partnership that we can do year over year. And we can build more and more engagement with our schools. We're going to get a couple artists from the schools this year, some students. And I'm excited to see where it goes.
That's a great, and we'll get into that as we go along this morning, but that is really a great partnership. And for Stafford Schools, it makes a lot of sense.
It does. And of course, I would be remiss if I didn't mention that Germanic Community College is one of the major sponsors as well. And we're working to build that synergy between Stafford Schools and Germana and the community through the Rotary, North Stafford Rotary and the Stafford Rotary Clubs. We seek sponsors and we get a lot of money to help us with this, but we really bring in all the volunteers to make this an event that happens.
So are you an artist?
I am-ish. I hesitate to say that with Sue sitting here with me, who truly is, but every year I do a square at the end. So I do have fun doing it.
Okay.
It may not be up to the same level as the other artists, but that's what art is about, is having fun and creating. So I enjoy it. I don't know as chair this year if I will get to do one, but I did rope my son into doing one for us. So my artwork will be represented.
Okay, so you do have a stake in this. This is more than just I believe in it and I'm trying to raise money. You are somewhat, you're an artist.
I am, and I love it. And what I really love is all the other artists, like in watching them create and some 3D art and just the beauty of how it emerges. It's an amazing event, and we don't have a lot of that in Stafford County. And so this is one of those signature events that I think that as a community and as community leaders, we have to come together to build and grow.
Nikki Jackson, are you an artist?
I am not.
Okay, good, because I'm not either. There's no shame. There's no shame.
Glad to hear it.
And so that at least there's somebody here that...
Yes, we share that. Figures. We have that in common, yes, and I will not be able to help with your square if it comes down to it. I can make a hopscotch board. That's about it.
Okay, I'll help you with that. Chris, are you an artist?
Definitely not. It's not one of my traits at all.
No. Okay. Okay.
You know, I would argue with all of you about that just briefly to say that you color, and you're perfectly capable of coloring inside the lines.
Mm-hmm.
So if some artist puts the lines down for you, or if they need a grid, you can draw your hopscotch. I'm not kidding.
I'm not 100% confident I can color within the lines.
There you go. There you go.
No, I knew Sue, you would say that.
I did make Ted help one year.
Did.
And he was perfectly competent and capable.
I stayed inside the lines.
You did what you were asked.
I was going to say that every one of these artists starts with a grid, which is the same thing as a hopscotch line. So we will get Nikki out there to start the gridding.
I can grid your square for you. How about that?
If you want to find out more about Via Calori, viacaloristafford.com, a great place to go. There's also a great Facebook page that is kept up to date and has all kinds of information. More coming up. We're going to talk about Via Calori Stafford, the Street Art Festival, September 28th and 29th at the airport. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFV.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Via Clary Stafford coming up September 28th and 29th at Stafford Regional Airport. ViaCaloriStafford.com is the website, and we talked in the last segment just about Stafford Schools' involvement. Nikki Jackson, you're involved with you're the coordinator for family. Well, you tell me.
I am the coordinator for family and community engagement for Stafford County Public Schools. Ultimately, that means I'm responsible for facilitating partnerships with our community businesses and organizations, and I really work to connect the resources of our community within our schools to support our staff, students, and families.
This has to be exciting, and what a great partnership. The event is in Stafford, and to be able to involve the schools is just a great thing.
Absolutely. And when we started talking about Stafford in Action Week, which is the campaign we are hosting in support of our students in need and addressing food insecurity in our area, we really were looking for that community anchor. And Via Clary Stafford is just one of those pillar events that supports everything that Stafford is all about, and really just celebrating the Stafford community. So it was a really easy fit. We've already partnered with Germana and Rotary as a school division on a number of other projects. And so to be able to partner with those same folks on a big event like this that really supports our students and then celebrates our entire community is just fabulous.
So Stafford in Action is a focus. There's a week-long focus?
Yes. So Stafford in Action is born out of September being Hunger Action Month. That's celebrated nationally every year in September. It's part of the Feeding America campaign, and just in recognition of food insecurity across the nation. And Stafford is not immune to that by any means. I think we have a lot of folks that think Stafford is one of the richest counties in the nation, and therefore there is no poverty anywhere, and that just simply is not true. And I think more and more we're finding folks move down here because it was affordable, and that's kind of creeping down this way. It's costing more and more to live here as it is everywhere. Costs of basic things you need to live are rising, and money just doesn't go as far. And so our families, some of them, we kind of call them these gap families who make too much to qualify for any of the supports that are available based on those federal poverty lines and what it really costs to live here and meet all of those basic needs. I mean, we're not talking about having extravagances. It's really just about being able to pay your bills, pay your mortgage, and then have food to put on the table. And so we have a lot of families, it's roughly 30% based on the numbers from the United Way, who live in that gap where they're above the federal poverty line, but below what you really need to live well in Stafford.
Chris Fulmer, the acting superintendent for Stafford County Schools, I would think something like this too, as far as just getting school staff involved in something like this is a great thing.
Yeah, it's a great partnership, like Nikki mentioned. And so having our school staff, our communications office, Nikki, and the rest of the team there partnering to create and help with this event, really excited for that. And more staff and students that are involved and can help be artists and color within the lines. Really excited about that as well.
Well, and two, just on a practical level, when you get people involved in the community, you kind of hope that they get some roots here and want to stay and make Stafford their career and their where they live.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our goal is always to try to get people that work in Stafford, to live in Stafford, to also work in Stafford.
Yeah.
And we want to expand on that. We know we have a lot of Stafford residents that are going outside of Stafford County and working in other divisions. And so we would love for them to kind of make that a great place to live, work, and live all in Stafford County.
Nikki, I would think too that the partnerships, and you mentioned whether it's the schools and with Rotary and Germana, and the number of other people, just everyone working together
Yes.
Who knows? This is a great jumping point to who knows how this develops, not only with Via Calori over the years, but maybe some other partnerships.
I sure hope so. I think one of the great things about Stafford is that we still have that small town feel. We're holding on to that, even though we're growing at much higher rates than our surrounding counties. Our community shows up every single time we ask, whether it's our business partners that we have a formal partnership with, or even just those general asks. We always have a lot of folks that are ready and willing to support our students. They recognize that they are the future of the county. And we do have a lot of folks that stay here, and we're working towards, you know, what it takes to really keep those students within our region. They have a lot to offer. We've invested a lot in them, and we would love to keep that talent here locally.
Well, and as far as students who are interested in art or that are now or maybe in the future, who knows, they get their start with Via Calori, and who knows what that develops into.
Absolutely. It's a great place to showcase student talent, and that's really one of our big focus points this year with the partnership in celebrating that community piece. But I did want to circle back to Stafford in Action if we could. I think I didn't really touch on that entirely. So we are facing some significant challenges with our students, like I said, who live in that gap. And so we're looking to support those families by raising money to offset their meal costs. So Stafford in Action is really a true call to action for our community. For every $3 that is donated, that covers the average cost of one school lunch within our school division. And that's the saying, many hands make light work. You know, if we can get a lot of folks who are willing to just do that $3, I think that's a very reasonable price point for a lot of folks. That one lunch has the ability to change a life in Stafford schools. Mm-hmm. Those $3 might not mean as much to me. It's an easy $3, but if that's a meal for a student, if that means they are well fed and prepared for the test that they have next block, or they don't have to worry about going hungry all night long and then coming back to school the next day just feeling groggy, because that's the reality for some of our students, then that is something I'm more than willing to do. And I think the vast majority of our community would heed that call. And so Stafford in Action is really a mechanism for our businesses in the community, specifically restaurants. We're kind of focusing on that, you know, when you're going out to eat, you know, what can you do to support someone else who can't, right? So if our businesses are willing to do that $3 add-on, you know, are you willing to add $3 to your meal to pay for one lunch for a student in Stafford schools in need? And a family, an individual can say yes, and then that is our fundraising point to really bolster our students within our schools.
So is that something that's going to carry on all fall, all year?
So we're looking to Stafford in Action Week is September 23rd through 27th, leading up to Via Calori Stafford. And the idea is that we are going to celebrate our collective impact at Via Calori, where some of those proceeds will be going to the Stafford in Action campaign as a whole. So we'll be able to see what's coming in from the community. We'll be able to see kind of what's coming in from Via Calori, and then give our community one last chance to donate to this large effort.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, and I guess in restaurants and in all around, there are flyers or things
there will be,
let us know about this.
Yep, for that week.
So, well, this is the kind of, Sherry, this is the kind of partnerships, and I know that as Via Calori has continued to grow, that you've been looking for.
Absolutely, and I think that, first of all, I do want to just acknowledge that this is a celebration of art and of the community and bringing all the artists together. We have a great partnership with Discover Stafford and Rotary, and Tour Stafford, just to bring people to this wonderful community. But the opportunity to add to that and to add value to help students to be able to pay for lunches, I think just makes my heart feel good. All of my children have graduated in Stafford County Public Schools or will in the next couple of years. And I know I have been in that place where it was a decision about which bill to pay and which bill not to pay, and how to pay the lunch debt. So I'm so excited about being a part of this, and I feel like it's going to anchor the whole community together, mm-hmm, towards a common cause, and that is both the celebration of art and the celebration of our children. And I just think that when we build these partnerships, we can build bigger things in the future. I love the partnership with the Stafford Airport. We are so fortunate. They don't charge us a fee. They open their gates to us. They have cleaned the grounds for us. Like, they've done a lot to support this partnership. People can actually come and visit a display there at the Stafford County Airport on the same at the same time frame for Langley. I know Sue can explain that much better than I can. I've walked around it and it's beautiful, but this is an opportunity to also bring some history to light in Stafford County. So I just really think it's a good partnership, and I'm hoping it continues years into the future.
The Langley exhibit is spectacular.
Well, we could talk about that for like hours.
But I was going to say that one of the things that Via Colori has done over the years is you have partnered with Stafford Tourism and others, and you go to Via Colori and you learn about Stafford. You can learn about the community.
So Discover Stafford created this event and brought it to Stafford because this was exactly our intent. And it brings me great joy to see that kind of synergy coalescing over a number of years. The great partnership we have with both Stafford Rotary Clubs to run this event for and with us. And then all of these kinds of partnerships. We have supported school programming the whole time it's been in Stafford. But this is a more solidified version of that. And for a more specific cause, we found when we were out looking for business vendors and sponsors that they didn't really understand we're supporting Stafford School efforts kind of message. They needed more detail about what's specific, and it caused us internally within the organizations to go, how do we do that? And I mean, I'm just delighted at where Rotary has taken it and put it together. But it was always an intention to make this a gathering space to benefit Stafford and bring Stafford together, celebrating who we are, not just in the past, because the history is very important to us. That's what we're all about as a museum, but also who we are today. We do that at Discover Stafford through things like the mural projects in the schools, through this involvement. There are lots of ways that we get involved. We have a great connection with the Langley Project and the school system already for educational value, providing speakers, etc. But this is visible, right?
Yeah.
And this is amplified because of the sheer volume of people that can attend. And I do want to make sure everybody understands, this is a free event. This is a free event to participate as artists and a free event to attend. And it's all because of sponsors and businesses in the community, once again, that are coalescing around an idea of celebrating who we are today in Stafford.
When we come back, we're going to talk more about Via Colori, the event itself, how the artists are getting ready, and what you'll see with all of these all these various squares along out at Stafford Regional Airport, September 28th and 29th. Via Colori Stafford, the street art festival, viacoloristafford.com. Sue Henderson, Sherry Maya, Nikki Jackson, and Chris Fulmer here this morning. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station focused on Fredericksburg. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Via Colori Stafford is coming up September 28th and 29th at the Stafford Regional Airport. That is our focus. ViaColoriStafford.com is the website. Sherry Maya is the event organizer.
I'm the chair.
Okay.
Yes, I was trying to remember my title as well.
I felt like Big Cheese was not enough. There wouldn't be enough. That seemed to be too reckless of a term for you. So, what is 75 artists with Via Colori?
75 artists. We still have a few slots left.
That was my question.
Absolutely. You can go online to the ViaColoriStafford.com website and sign up as an artist. And we will provide all of your chalk, all of your materials. We'll provide you food. Not all of it, because you're gonna need to buy some of it from our food trucks that are coming so you can taste really the taste of Stafford. But we provide everything you need. We provide the canvas, we provide the squares, everything. And we give them an opportunity to actually showcase their art. So they can bring cards, they can bring whatever they want. A lot of them will bring a QR code so that as people are walking through and viewing their art, they can go right online to their website and see what other art they have mm-hmm. available. It's just a wonderful opportunity for artists. So yeah, we still need artists, so please come.
It's street art.
Street art.
And so is there anything, Sue, that you need to be, can any artist be a street artist?
Well, sure. I mean, anybody can be a street artist. You see kids doing it all the time on their driveways, you know. But the focus of Via Calori is meant to be about one-third professional artist, one-third sort of artist who show or maybe win or sell things but are not subsisting on their art, maybe have other jobs, and then intentionally about a third, all of these being adults. We kind of classify that as 16 and up. About one third being somewhat novices, people who can learn from others. Generally, our signature artist and our featured artist are two well-experienced artists who are there not only to create sort of spectacular showcase pieces, but also to be advisors and help teach. We've already had the Via Tutori with all the artists that had already signed up. So they could come and learn tips and tricks. The intention from the artist standpoint is to show off that process. This is what's different about Via Calori. You know this happens. You've seen this happen yourself. Whenever you see somebody painting on the side of the street with an easel, you always go behind them and want to see what they're painting, mm-hmm. right? And people are really interested in the process. But if you just go to a gallery, you don't know what went into putting that art together. You don't know the layers. You don't know the perspective, all of that. When you watch art being created, you have a different appreciation for art, and that's really the focus of Via Calori. It's watching it happen. So when people speed through and do their art quickly, it's wonderful, but it's not about the finished product. If it's about the finished product, we would have it on canvas and hang it on a wall someplace afterwards. We know this is going to wash away. This is about watching creativity happen. And sometimes we're all thrilled when we see videos about, I don't know, like a couple years ago, the Beatles putting together an album. You know, you watch musical art happening. A lot of people have musical experience more. But even sports, if you go and watch the practices, you will see the sweat and blood that goes into creating the finished product. That's what this is about.
What a great analogy.
You want to come and see what goes into creating those products. On top of that, you're talking about 4 foot by 4 foot, 6 foot by 6 foot, 10 foot by 10 foot squares, which are huge. I just want you to think about how big that is. And that's a perspective challenge for an artist, right? Not to mention the physical challenges of being down on the ground on asphalt for 2 days and doing all of that. So it's a interesting challenge for artists. In many cases, some of them have experience with chalk art, which is what the medium is. But again, you know, that changes. Some people use different techniques. Some people will put base layers. And that's the other thing. If you have 75 people doing it all at the same time, you can see that there's a different way they all approach it. Mm-hmm. Some people literally grid out with, you know, T-squares before they start because they've gridded out their thing. Other people are really comfortable drawing. I am not. And will draw it all out first so that there is a coloring book page to color in for themselves, right?
3D
is about the process.
3D is also.
3D is crazy and complicated.
People who can do that.
I know people who do it and I can't. It's just, but there are teachers in Stafford schools who have participated and used it as a lesson in that regard, certainly at the high school level, a number of them, and we welcome students. There's a whole area. Sherry, talk about mm-hmm. the area for students.
It's called our Exceptional Young Artists. Germanna Community College is a sponsor of those artists. So anybody who doesn't hit that 16 level, They have submitted artwork in order to be allowed to actually participate. And we put them in their own area to showcase where the future of art is. So it's not just about the experienced professional artists. Mm-hmm. It's about those people who are still learning. Sue's husband actually is a great 3D artist. I watched him build a couple of pieces of art over the years, and it is phenomenal.
It is.
How hard that actually is. And if you look straight down on it, it
you feel like you're falling in.
Mm-hmm. Right. You could fall into his artwork. So I've actually learned a lot as an artist just watching the signature and feature artists as they've given their lessons. Via tutorial has already happened, but we have resources online for people who want to access them and find out a little bit about how to do it. But what I do know for sure is you can cover up anything, you can change any line, you can fix anything, and even if you don't, it's still beautiful art. So.
I don't know.
Well, the only other thing I want to say is that even little kids can participate because we have a children's area with street chalk, and it's actually, over the years, it has become bigger than the normal area. We've had to kind of scale it back and go, oh, okay, everybody, right. Let's keep it to this, like,
huge. We call that our Via Bambini area, and fortunately or unfortunately, depending on your perspective, Via Bambini starts encroaching on all of the artwork. And I actually think it's fortunately because it's very interesting to see. And some of them, honestly, could probably pick up that art and put it in one of the squares and you would know that it was
interesting.
One of our younger artists.
That.
Yeah,
I know in the past you have signature artists there, and is that coming back again this year?
It is. We have a feature artist and a signature artist. Their artwork is on via ColoriStafford.com for you to go and take a look at. Our feature artist this year is actually a teacher. So we were able to get an art teacher to come. She isn't teaching anymore in the school district. She actually moved to New York, but she's still coming back down to do the event. And I will say that she has been generous of time and spirit and certainly is providing most of these services at not a significant cost to the effort. But she is a professional artist, and she's also then going to partner with Stafford County Airport. So while her work on that day will not be permanent, she will actually be doing a mural in some of their, I think, bathrooms is what the gym wants her to do, is to really make the bathrooms at the Stafford County Airport a friendlier, more beautiful place. So it is, I just think that the impact of the artists that we've brought in is lasting, and that is something that I'm proud of.
When you've done Via Calori yourself in the past, is it hard for you just to, after spending a couple of days on it, just to walk away and know that it's going to rain and poof, it's gone?
No, I think that's the beauty of it. It's about the process, not the product. And I'll tell you, by the end of the 2 days, when you're an artist, you are so tired, you're ready to walk away, go home, take a bath, and take the next day off. So I generally take Monday after Via Calori off. There's a pro tip.
Well, it's whether you're a seasoned artist or, and this is, there was opportunities for kids. Mm-hmm. To get involved in this, and that's I would think where even the schools will find and can funnel some students into this.
I'm excited because our agreement with Stafford County Schools is to provide two teachers and their students to do squares. We will highlight those two squares so that people, as they're walking around, will know exactly who those people are, who the students are, and be able to see that artwork in progress, because there's amazing artists in our school system. So I'm excited that we're going to really highlight a couple this year.
So if I want to get involved with Via Calori, and you said there still is a need for artists, what's the best way to
do it soon? Do it really soon.
Yeah.
We need to order chalk, people. Yeah. ViaCaloriStafford.com. Go there if you want to volunteer to help. If you want to sponsor, we could still always use sponsors. If you want to be an artist, if you want to participate in any way, reach out to us on ViaCaloriStafford.com.
How much chalk do you use? over the 2 days?
Literally, this is like the worst calculus experiment ever that you have to figure out. A certain square requires a certain amount of boxes of color and black and white, depending on the size.
Wow.
And so you have to know, and you usually have to order it at the end of July. And so here it is, you know, the beginning of September, and you're scrambling going, I hope we have enough. We always end up with too much because you have to second guess late people coming in. But then that's used again in the tutorial the next year. But still, it's a lot. I don't know. How much did we order this year? Do you know?
We ordered, I want to say, somewhere in the neighborhood of $3,000 worth of chalk.
Yeah.
I could not tell you what that is individually and what the sizes and boxes
There's
are.
So many Excel spreadsheet charts that get involved in this. You have no idea when you get involved in nonprofit work how much of a mathematician you have to be.
It's hard. You need to be an accountant. We need you.
Yeah, I mean, I love spreadsheets, so I'm really excited. You want to come next time, I'll try to help you out. Yeah.
Done.
We're talking your language now.
Yeah.
Get away from our... So you touched on this, but over the years, this has been just such a dream of yours to make this a street art festival and the festival to involve a lot of various groups, and it's happening.
Yeah, not just mine. I mean, it's the intention of Discover Stafford Museum to be a cultural hub, right? Even though we don't have a physical place, we know that we have to celebrate who we are now. Mm-hmm. It's not enough to talk about who we have been in the past and history, but our culture and who we are now. And this is one of those methodologies that gives us a chance to bring a lot of people together for good causes, for fun, inexpensive or relatively inexpensive, you know, without building a building around it. And so this is one of many projects that we do that set out to make that plan in place. I mean, we are celebrating history. If you haven't been, if you come out to Via Caloria and you don't go into the building to see the Langley exhibit, you're missing out. It's spectacular. But it's not the focus of the day, right? The art is the focus of the day. But take a break, or before you leave in the parking lot, go in there and check out the Langley flight experience. And that's open every day that the airport's open.
Yeah.
I mean, it's up there permanently. But that's celebrating history in a new way, in a technological way. Again, bringing it to the future and finding a way to make it engaging. And that's really what we want the art festival to do. But we've worked closely with the Stafford School art coordinators from the very beginning. It's you know, this is just an extension of that close work. It's always been the case. You could talk to anybody in Stafford and say, what's the biggest event in Stafford County? It's the Stafford County Schools Art Fair every spring, mm-hmm. period. Hands down, no question. By far, the largest number of people attend that event than anything else in the county, more than football, more than sports of any kind. It's huge. And
isn't the one, that's the one at Brook Point, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's always at Brook Point High School.
Yeah.
It's a spectacular event, but it does show that we have this kind of creativity and this kind of art across all genres. And that's the other thing. Via Caloria has a soundstage. We have a stage with music and entertainment going on the whole time, often including Stafford School students as well.
ViaCaloriaStafford.com for more information. When we come back, we'll wrap this up. We're going to talk about, again, the involvement with Stafford in Action and how you can get involved in that, and also becoming an artist, being an artist, or if you are an artist, getting involved and getting your square for a Via Caloria. September 28th and 29th at the Stafford Regional Airport. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Via Caloria Stafford, September 28th and 29th at the Stafford Regional Airport. That's what we're talking about today. ViaCaloriaStafford.com. Sue Henderson, Sherry Maya, Nikki Jackson, and Chris Fulmer here this morning. And Stafford in Action, Nikki, is really a focus on all of this as we talk about this. Is it's a street art festival, but it's going to impact kids and families in a big way.
Absolutely. So our Stafford in Action Week is going to be the 23rd through the 27th, leading up to Via Calori on the 28th and 29th of September. So this is going to be an opportunity for our folks to get out and dine within our community and say yes when they're asked. When you check out and someone says, would you like to donate $3 to support a student in need in Stafford Schools, we are really asking our community to step up and say yes and change that one life of a student. That one lunch changes one life. That's our hashtag for this whole campaign, One Lunch, One Life. That $3 can have a lasting impact on a student, and we are celebrating that collective impact at Via Calori Stafford. Again, we're portion of those proceeds are going to the Stafford in Action campaign. So that's our focus in terms of food insecurity and supporting our students in Stafford Schools and celebrating our community as a whole.
Acting Superintendent Chris Fulmer, a lot of people, you look at this and you think, well, it's not really a problem in Stafford. We're a pretty affluent place. But you going in and out of schools and seeing families and knowing families, this is a problem everywhere.
Yeah, our families range from a lot of different levels, and we definitely have some needy families that don't qualify for our free and reduced lunches, but still have a need, and we still need to support them for lunch, breakfast and lunch. And so last year we ended the year with about $350,000 in meal debt. So all of our students combined that had a debt was about $350,000. And that's a lot. And so we have about 32,000 students in the school division, but about 4,000 of them had some sort of balance at the end of last year. And so averaging close to $100 per kid that had a balance. And so that's significant. And we want to make sure they're well fed for breakfast and lunch. So those students are still going to be offered a lunch, whether they have lunch on their money on their account or not. So this event and the plan in action, staff plan in action, it really is to address that and try to bring those lunch balances down and offer meals for the rest of the year for those students.
Well, there's so much tied to that, just academically and just being able to focus.
Yeah, you know, it was really during our COVID years that we really saw the emphasis come into light here. And we were providing meals to our students throughout COVID where families could come by and pick up. We have so many students that rely on those meals provided at our schools for breakfast and lunch. And so it really brought it to our attention a little bit more. And we have some phenomenal school nutrition kitchen staff that never stopped during COVID. And they came in, they were preparing meals on the go, and we were handing those out. And then as we returned from COVID, there was still that need, and we just saw those lunch balances grow and grow the last couple of years. And so our school board has made it an emphasis to concentrate on that and make sure we can still provide for all of those students.
Sherry, still an opportunity for businesses to get involved with Via Calori?
Absolutely. We're still seeking sponsors for our square. So 4x4 square is a $250 sponsorship. You'll get your name on top of the square. 6x6 is a $500 sponsorship, and then major sponsors can contact us directly, and those are the 10x10 squares. We also are looking for nonprofit vendors to come out and just show the community what they bring. Those spots are free, of course, and they are free to set up and talk about their organization, so they can also go to the website to request information to become one of those vendors. We need that really quickly because we need to give you your spot and hold that spot there. We will also have food trucks on site that will be participating in the Stafford in Action right there on site. And all of the money that's collected on site will go to the Stafford in Action Week. So if you get a 50-50 raffle ticket, if you do the regular raffle, any donations given, all of that money on site will go to the Stafford in Action Week.
Nikki, can businesses get involved with Stafford in Action?
Absolutely. We're still recruiting businesses. If you visit staffordschools.net/Stafford in Action, all of the information is there. You can email events@staffordschools.net to find out more information.
Give those websites one more time.
It is staffordschools.net/Stafford in Action, and the email is events@staffordschools.net.
Big event here on a whole lot of levels. And Sherry, I mean, thanks for helping pull this together. I know Rotary's involved. You talked about, again, and if somebody wants to volunteer for this, can do that too.
Absolutely. Please go on to the website and volunteer. Of course, we could not do this without the cooperation of both the North Stafford Rotary Club and the Stafford Rotary Club, of which I'm a member. We put our heart and soul into supporting our community. So even if you just want to volunteer to be a Rotary member, we would love to have you, because this is what we do. The heart of Rotary is serving our community, and I'm excited to be heading this up this year.
Which Rotary are you part of?
I'm part of the Stafford Rotary Club.
Okay. Well, Chris Fulmer, thank you for coming in. And I mean, it shows, I mean, you took time out of a very busy time to come in and talk about this event for kids and artists. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I appreciate you having us. And this is a very event that we're very excited about and willing to give up time and dedicate time to come down here and talk about it. And want to thank, you know, the Stafford Rotary and both Rotaries of Stafford and Discover Stafford, great partners in this event.
Via CaloriStafford.com, the website, September 28th and 29th at the Stafford Regional Airport, Via Calori. It's the Street Art Festival. Get involved if you're even thinking about it. Let them know soon. Thanks for listening. Thank you all for coming in. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.